Wally had put on about a quart and a half of lighter fluid. And she went up with a poof, and then the cold started to catch. And they were not halfway out in the lake before that barbecue grill started to get so hot they couldn't stand close to it. And they started to edge farther towards the bow as sparks flew up from the grill. 25 Lutheran ministers, heavyset men in earth tones and hush puppies, relating to each other and to the problems of rural America, waving away sparks as they landed in their hair and moving up towards the front. Finally, Pastor Inkvist said, "Somebody get some water and put out that fire in the grill, otherwise this boat is gonna sink." And five men took their big cardboard beer cups and leaned over the port rail to dip water out of the lake. That port pontoon dipped down low. Everybody lurched over to starboard, and then the starboard pontoon went down too. And the Agnes D came to a dead stop in the water and began to turn slightly towards port, having come up to the very edge of the laws of physics. It started to plunge forward, and right then and there, in full view of the town, on a bright, sunny Thursday summer evening in July, it dropped some of its ballast off the forward rail. Eight Lutheran ministers took their step for total immersion, went off the front. Eight Lutheran ministers, not too gracefully, went to give their lives for Christ right off the front of the Agnes D, but in 5 feet of water. It's been a very dry summer. The Agnes D then righted itself a little bit when the first eight went off. All the others were hanging onto the rail, hoping to stay. And then they heard from the stern the crash of the barbecue grill as it slowly had toppled forward. And the ministers turned and looked, and there were hot coals sliding down the deck of the Agnes D towards them, towards the bow. The book of Revelations coming to life. Hot, red, hot coals coming straight towards them down the plywood, and all the rest of them plunged over the side into 5 feet of water. 25 Lutheran ministers in 5 feet of water. Heavyset gents, they all stood there in 5 feet of water and had just a moment of silence. 25 men in 5 feet of water, some of them not quite 6 feet tall. And so their faces were lifted up towards the sky. Their heads were turned up. They couldn't walk because they didn't know but what there might be a drop-off. They didn't know which way the shore was, which way to go. Their clothes were too heavy for them to swim. They just stood there looking up, their faces all turned up toward the sky. None of them cried for help because they're ministers. Their voices aren't right for crying out. They're all baritones, and to really cry out for help, you need to be a tenor or try to be. Some of them said, "Help. Help. Help." 25 Lutherans standing in 5 feet of water, looking up towards the sky, until they heard just a little way off to the left the voice of a little boy. It was Clint's little nephew Roger, who said, "It's not so deep this way." And they edged that way and came up into 4 feet of water, and there, just about 20 feet away, was a 12-year-old boy up to his waist in the water, and he led them on into shore. 25 Lutheran ministers in sodden, heavy clothes, water dripping off them, marched up to shore. It was, as they said later, a wonderful experience.